What do you see from Herzog? What have you seen from him?
I mean, he's a good player. He's smart. He's, you know, he's obviously advanced from last year. Looks really good on special teams. He's looked good at the mic. So, you know, we're still a competition.
You made a joke about, you know, he gave you a veteran date and you showed Mark was looking at his chops. I mean, you know, you don't want to sit, do you?
No, definitely not. You know, I mean, I know when I was young and I took advantage of every opportunity I had. You know, when Antonio would be out, I tried to take the advantage of every rep I could get. And he's doing the same thing, you know. He's trying to take reps, as many reps as he can get. And even when I'm playing, practicing, you know, he's out there trying to get reps. You know, if that's, we need guys at the wheel or the mic or the threes, however it works out, he's going to get as many reps as he can.
You said when I was young, do you consider yourself old now? Or?
I mean, I'm an 8-year guy. You know, I'm not old, but you know, I'm not as young as I once was either.
You good to go today?
Oh yeah, I'm playing, practicing. We're good to go.
You could have went last week.
I could have, yeah, I could have fought through. I mean, it's just one of the things that they were fortunate enough that I was able to get a day off, and with the day off yesterday, I feel pretty good, and hopefully legs will be back under me and ready to go today.
During the off season, you ever finish off the what's the teaching certificate?
No, I didn't. Never got that away. You know, it was a busy off season when you win a Super Bowl. It gets busy in a hurry. It seemed like not a lot of downtime this year, but it always comes with it, and I'll take it again if it happens this year. No downtime is good.
Jay, so Perry talked, I think, back in the minicamp, just your steadiness, your knowledge of the game. Is there any part of you that almost wants to say, you know what, I know I'm there, but I want to show you more?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think if you ever get complacent in this game, you'll get passed by in a hurry. If you're saying, you know, it's number one saying everyone has, you know, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. You never stay the same. And, you know, I think there's always a more intimate knowledge I can get of the defense, whether it be my positions against a specific set on the offensive side of the ball or against something that a weakness of our defense that they might try to attack. There's always something that you can learn every day.
You're pretty good, though, right? I mean, you pretty much know.
I mean, yeah, I got a pretty good understanding. You know, I can pretty much tell you any position on defense, what they're going to do on a play and things like that. But, again, there's so much more you can do. Offense has learned what you're playing as well, and they're going to attack certain parts. There's always strengths and weaknesses to every defense, whatever have you. Cover three, cover two, any blitz, there's always a strength and a weakness to everything. So I think it's always good to know what those are so you can try to help and take advantage of them.
But you and Perry are pretty much on the same page.
I think we have a pretty good understanding of, you know, the defense. I know obviously it's his defense, and he has a very intimate knowledge of it. But, I, you know, I feel pretty good, pretty comfortable with it. And but, again, you know, you can't be complacent. I take as many notes as I always have. It's just the way it is. You know, I'm never going to be happy with where I'm at, so I'm always striving to get better.